Do you know what I mean? Turlough O'Connor got gifted from the Pope when he was High King of Ireland, and he was given a piece of the original cross. It was something of great power to get a Pope to send the High King of Ireland a part of the original cross. So he decided he would enshrine it in a possessional cross, which was called the Cross of Con, which he got made between the abbeys at Kilteven, Roscommon, and Fuarty. Now, where it was actually made, but all of them had some input, because it was a priest in from Kilteven is mentioned as the maker. What happened? The Cross of Con went straight. He did. It actually went straight to Tuam.
It became
known as the Cross of Con because it was found in Con at Con Abbey. The interesting thing is they were still Augustinians. They're still Augustinians. That's what they were down in Con as well. So it moved around there. It may have gone underground during penal times and was hidden there. But the other thing was the natural place it went when the abbey closed there, and there was an abbey there. And you see, the O'Connors are all buried in Con. The O'Connors, the High Kings, those people, they're all buried in Con. So the cross probably went with them too as well, you know what I mean? So it's again saying, you know what I mean, penal times, natural enough, nobody liked crosses during penal times, so it went underground, that was right. But the other thing is it went with the O'Connors, they went with where they were buried. Do you know what I mean? Too as well. It should really, the Cross of Con should really be called the Cross of Roscommon.
You
know,
have you seen the replica in the church?
There we are.
Yes, I have.
How replica is it?
It's very, very good. It's very, very good.